We should have through in the next 15 minutes or so the teams for this weekend's final, of course, between GWS and the West Coast Eagles. Elimination final into week two of the footy finals. Will Nick Nat be selected? A few spies at the airport today suggested that Nick Nat was not on the plane with the Eagles. Is that all part of a tactic, though, because he may be taking his own flight? Or probably not. It doesn't appear as though he's been selected. When we know, we will tell you this afternoon. And, of course, Perth Live Sport today with Brad Hardy, just after the 4:30 headlines with John Nicholls. You may have heard Christian Porter this morning talking to Gareth Parker regarding the fact that the government will dock welfare payments for those people who fail to immunise their children. Now, I find these statistics actually quite alarming. There are around 16,000 West Australian children who haven't been immunised whose parents receive welfare payments. That is quite alarming. 16,000 children. This is a little of what Christian Porter said to Gareth Parker this morning.
The WA performance was not as good as some other states, I'd have to say, and means we've got more work to do in WA. But even in WA, and certainly overall, we've had enormous success with No Jab, No Pay. So we've had 210,000 families who weren't getting their kids immunised, now getting their kids immunised. Instead of having the No Pay component being about a end-of-year supplement, which of course happens sometime after the failure to have an immunisation undertaken, the outcome will be more immediate, so that if you're failing to have your kids immunised in accordance with the medical schedule, you face the potential loss every fortnight of $28 per child through your family tax benefits. And we think this is going to raise the immunisation rates up even higher, even faster. And the magical number, mate, is 95%. That's what the doctors call herd immunity.
All right, so around 6% of the children whose families receive these welfare payments don't get their children immunised here in Western Australia. 6%, 16,000 WA kids. Joining me to discuss is immunisation campaigner Catherine Hughes. You would know Catherine, of course, the mother of Riley Hughes. Of course, she lost Riley only a few years ago. Catherine, good afternoon.
Thanks, Ollie. Happy to be here.
All right. It shocked me, I've got to be honest, that 16,000 WA children have had their welfare payments cut because their parents haven't immunised their kids. That is a staggering number of children that haven't been immunised.
It is a huge number, and I worry about these children who, you know, really deserve that right to be protected from these really serious diseases.
Yeah, most certainly. And of course, the government now saying that it will block the welfare payments to these parents because their children are not immunised as the no jab, no pay policy continues to be rolled out. Do you support this idea, Catherine?
Yeah, overall, I think it is a good idea. I think anything that helps protect our children and preserves their right to good health is probably a good measure. I think it's important to note that there's no real difference. So parents are still being docked the same amount of money, but now it will be fortnightly instead of annually. So they'll feel the pinch, I guess, more regularly.
Does it surprise you, though, how many people you're going around at the moment to see that still don't understand this message of how important it is to be vaccinated?
Look, I think these people, they've got their hearts in the right place. I think they do care about their kids, but their heads maybe, you know, not in the right place. And I think a lot of them have been fooled into believing all kinds of misinformation out there. So in some ways, I feel sorry for them. But we really do need to, you know, increase education to ensure that we really, you know, change these parents' mind and get them to vaccinate their kids.
Catherine Hughes, thanks for your time on Perth Live.
Thanks very much, Ollie.
Catherine Hughes there. Of course, she's continuing the fight against vaccine-preventable diseases, and you can follow what she set up for her young son, Light for Riley as well, of course. Very, very brave, courageous woman, Catherine Hughes. You might have a view too. Give me a call, 922 11 88.